Okay, just a quick idea connecting maybe Parshas Lech Lecha to the yahrzeit of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nosson Tzvi was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Mir. So you might think, girls, when you look at this picture, he's a rabbi, grew up probably in Brooklyn. He's a rabbi, probably grew up in Yerushalayim. He grew up in Chicago. Went to a co-ed high school. Went to co-ed high school. Completely went from Chicago to the biggest yeshiva in the entire world. He was the head of the yeshiva. He goes, you want to know, I know how it happened? I met him several times. Because he put effort into everything he did. Every single day, no matter what day went by, girls, he did his part. There wasn't a day that went by that he didn't do what he needed to do. And girls, that is what Avraham Avinu does in this week's Parsha. Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu, they're the biggest, they're the first Lubavitchers, I like to say. What does it mean they were first Lubavitchers? We know Chabad, what they do is that they go out to the world and they try to find those Jews who don't know that yet that they're Jewish. Put on tefillin. Reminds me of a good story when I was once at Fort Lauderdale Airport a few years ago, maybe last year, and a Chabad Shliach, I said good Shabbos to someone, to a Chabad Shliach. And he said, did you put on tefillin yet? So I said, yeah, I put my tefillin on and also my gartel. So if you put on your gartel, then of course you put on your tefillin. But Rachel Imenu, Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu, it says that they asher nefashos asher asu b'charon, or all the neshamas, nefashos, the souls that they made in Charon. And Chazal tell us, what does that mean? It means that when Avram converted the women, the men, and Sarah converted the women. Avram was in charge of the men, and Sarah was in charge of the women. And every single day they did with their part. And goes, that is the idea of Rav Nosson Tzvi. The day in, day out. Not a day goes by that we don't have opportunities of chesed, to be kind to each other, to daven, to learn. Girls, want to know how to be a good Jew? It means to be a consistent Jew. You want to know what it means to be a good Jew, a good Jewish girl, a good 7th grade Jewish girl? It comes from being consistent. Being consistent. That is the message of Rav Nosson Tzvi, and that is the message of Avraham Avinu. To be good Jews means to be consistent Jews. And to do our part. And some days, maybe we didn't daven as well. Maybe we forgot to daven one day, but that's okay. Don't let that change up the whole rest of the day. Maybe you got upset at a friend. Don't let that change your whole rest of the day. You mess up, you get right back on the train. Right back on the train. Hashem should bless us to be able to learn the message of Nosson Tzvi. That even though he started maybe in a place where there was a lot of Torah in Chicago there, for sure. But he became, girls, the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the entire world. The kindest person, my father-in-law told me. I met him several times, girls. Rav Nosson Tzvi, girls, I told you girls before, he had Parkinson's disease. Which means that he didn't have control over his bodily functions. And what happened was that he didn't take the medicine. Why didn't he take the medicine to help him control his hands? I saw him shake. I used to go into Meir Sharm, into Yerushalayim to hear him. And he spoke for a half hour, maybe he spoke for 10 minutes, maybe. Because it took him so long to get the words out of his mouth. But he said, I'm not taking the medicine. Why? Because the medicine hurt his mind. It hurt his mind and he didn't want to be able to forget his Torah. He didn't want to be able to not be a good Jew. And he'd rather go through the physical torture and the physical pain than go through the spiritual pain and the spiritual of not having the Torah. We should be zocheh to be more like Rav Nosson Tzvi, a little bit kinder, a little more, a little better of a daven, a little bit of a bencher. If we do that, we connect ourselves to the first Jew and the first Jewess who did this, Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. Have a great Shabbos.